You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. It's time for Valley Focus on 98.3 and 96.5 WISS.
And to the WISS a studio this morning, it's Todd Michaels, producer of the show, and of course, Lisa Hale, new Wisco News Bureau Chief. Good morning.
Good morning. And today, of course, it being Wednesday, that means we have Karen Schneider with us from the Oshkosh Herald. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Lisa. I am doing fantastic.
I'm so glad to hear that.
Gearing up for the 4th of July?
We are.
Yeah.
We are. Got my daughters coming up, so it should be a fun weekend. We'll see how it goes. I hear there's storms brewing, too. You know, but we'll find something else to do.
Fingers crossed on that whole thing.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hit the food trucks out at the park, hopefully. I mean, that's my plan. The fireworks, whatever. But right. Food trucks, I'm there.
You're there.
That's right. Exactly. And I plan on going out at about 3 o'clock, getting my food, chowing down, and then leaving.
Yeah, that's about it.
And I do like a lot of the food trucks are doing smaller things so that you can try more of them instead of having to get a full meal at each one and just really being able to try.
Almost like a buffet, like a food truck buffet, right?
No. $5 or $6 for this or $5 or $6 for that. At least you get to try a few different things than just getting a barbecue plate for $22 or
exactly. What have you. Exactly. So. Well, today's the day the Oshkosh Herald is out. So tell us what folks can find inside the paper.
Well, you know, the bigger news that we've been talking about is the change with the city of Oshkosh eliminating the EMS contract with the municipalities that surround us. So there's going to be 7 municipalities that will cease to have service at the end of this year. 3 of them will be contracted through 2026, but that does leave those other municipalities to have to figure out how are they going to service their constituents and their population with emergency services.
That's a big conundrum.
It is a big conundrum. And the thing that you know, a lot of people right away will go to money, but it's not money, it's bodies.
Right.
It's finding those firefighters to staff that extra ambulance, right? Because that 4th ambulance isn't going to be put into play that had been approved last year. And then if you have all these people coming up for retirement, you have to backfill those roles, much less being able to find those 8 additional people. So it really comes down to the people versus the dollars.
Right.
And that's a shame. And that's a whole nother conversation about kids. You should be having more children and fulfilling, you know, replacing your footsteps. Because we're seeing that reduction in population is if all you have to do is look at declining school enrollment, right?
And also education to let kids know, older kids too, hey, these are opportunities for you to be involved in the community.
I think that's the big thing. When we're educating kids, we're educating them for a college track. You know, when there's other tracks to take too, an EMS or a firefighter track or, you know, trades or even police officers, that's not a college track.
It's not a college track. But I think those conversations are happening more and more where you don't have to go to college to be successful.
Right.
I'm going down rabbit hole. I'm so sorry. I am so good at doing that.
I was just going to say, a PSA for those listening, do not get into radio. You know, it's not one of those jobs that you get paid well at.
No, it's not.
Heard journalism.
Right.
But they both have so much value.
Absolutely.
And they're needed. So not to shortchange that at all, but I just came from Kiwanis. Yesterday there was a presentation on a program that UWO is looking at implementing for this fall, this spring, on reaching those kids in high school and undergrad and showing them those jobs that are out there.
I love that.
Like, who would have thought to go, you know, to strive to be on the highway department? Well, what does someone in the highway department even do?
Right.
So teaching them about those and different opportunities because, you know, like radio or newspaper, right? When you say you're in radio, automatically you're a disc jockey.
Right.
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 For us, you're a reporter, but there's all kinds of jobs that go into making that company thrive and drive and, you know, be functional. And it's about letting the youngsters out there, the youth know, the students know what other options are out there. You may have a great interest in law, but you don't want to be a lawyer. So what else is in that office that enables you to be a part of that world without having to be that world.
Right.
So
love it. Love it. What else you got in the paper this morning?
The other thing is that the last city council meeting, they talked about the state of the city buildings, right? Mm-hmm. And the study that they did to show which buildings need work right away and which ones are okay. So it was on a scale of 1 to 10. I don't think they've been talking about this for a while. It was an update. The fire training, the old armory on Sawyer Street is like number one on the list that needs help. Number two is City Hall. That one has some issues. Of course, the ones that scored really well would be your new buildings, right? The Lakeshore Pavilion as well as the Parks Department. So talking about that and what does that look for our future as well? Because, of course, there's $30 million that is slotted in the CIP over, I believe, starting in 2026 with the City of Oshkosh, $10 million per year to replace or renovate City Hall. So those things are in the works, taking a look. What are the options going to be? There'll be a lot more conversation on that.
Yeah. All right.
And, you know, speaking of the buildings, we do have some older, beautiful buildings here in Oshkosh, but they are starting to get to
that
stage where they need help.
Absolutely. And it's the ongoing maintenance, too. You can't defer it, right? There's so many buildings that that's part of, we could talk about the school district, right? Mm-hmm. So much maintenance got deferred, that then you really need to replace it. And then people get upset because you have to replace it. But there's a difference. Are you going to yell at your elected officials for spending money? Or are you going to, or enjoy them and reelect them because they're so conservative, they're not putting the money into those resources?
Give us one more story that we could see in the paper today.
All right. Well, there is a story in there about the Children's Day Parade back on August 2nd. So Randy Domer did a nice history about when the Children's Day Parade started and how the Oshkosh New Kiwanis are bringing it back on August 2nd of this year.
We love what you guys do at the Oshkosh Herald. What's the website where people can get some more information about the paper and also get some of the stories?
That is OshkoshHerald.com.
Love it. Karen, have a great 4th of July.
Thank you, Todd.
Have fun. Lisa?
What?
Have a good 4th of July.
He just kind of looks at me like, I'll have to talk to you tomorrow. Yeah.
You know what it's like. More with Mino and the Mayor on the way. This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.